In the collect of today's Mass, we pray, grant us, O Lord, so to imitate what we revere, that we may learn to love even our enemies, for we celebrate the heavenly birthday of him who knew how to pray for his very persecutors. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Today, the kindness of God our Savior appears in Saint Stephen, and it got him stoned to death, but it won him his martyr's crown, first martyr to follow our Lord himself. Saint Stephen was not nice, you see. That's what got him into trouble. He was kind, though. He got his start as the first deacon. You see, there were some problems amongst the early Christians. They resolved upon the ideal, and they all live together, and the ideal is often impractical in real life. Very soon, the converts fell to fighting, well, grumbling. You see, there were Greek Jews, had different speech and accent and way of doing things, and their widows, the Greek Jews felt, were being neglected when it came to the distribution of food. Neglected by the Jewish Jews, you might call them the Hebrew Jews. So the apostles got an earful, and I don't think it was especially cheerful, and the apostles say somewhat exasperated, but we have to pray and we have to preach and we can't be waiting on tables. So they said, now you choose seven deacons. And the first one they chose was Saint Stephen, who was full of grace and the Holy Ghost. And the irony is this, he was a very talented man as an organizer. He got everything organized to universal satisfaction. And then he had some time to kill between meals, I think. And so there he is going out preaching to the Jews the divinity of Christ. Well, he got to be controversial. Imagine that. And we know if you involve yourself in controversy, that's not being nice. And before you know, he was accused of want of niceness to the council, and he was hauled before the high priest. And the high priest, to his credit, listened to Saint Stephen give a long explanation of God's dealings with their people, with the Jews of old. And finally, after that long sermon, he stops. And he says to them, you stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always resist the Holy Ghost, just as your fathers did. Which of the prophets have your fathers not persecuted? And they've slain them who foretold of the coming of the Just One, of whom you have been now the betrayers and the murderers, who receive the law by the disposition of angels and have not kept it. And hearing these things, they were cut to the heart, and they gnashed their teeth at him. But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looking steadfastly up to heaven, saw the glory of God and saw Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. And crying out with a loud voice, they stopped their ears and with one accord ran violently upon him, and casting him forth without the city, they stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their garments at the feet of a young man, and his name was Saul. And they stoned Stephen, invoking and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. Falling on his knees, he cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep in the Lord, and Saul was consenting to his death. As the stones came thumping down on Stephen's head, he sees Jesus, and he remembers to imitate him. Lay not this sin to their charge. Saint Stephen is a saint of kindness, practical, persevering, taking care of neglected and hungry old lady kind of kindness. And then of souls, bitter and argumentative Jews. And he gives them what they needed, which was a bit of controversy, and he's martyred for it. But he imitated the master. Don't put this on their charge, Lord. Forgive them. But St. Stephen was not nice. Americans used to be, you know, before the Communist Revolution or the Great Reset, I think. And in comparison with today's harshness and suspicion and anger and sometimes plain out cruelty, the former national religion of America, niceness, is starting to look pretty good. What does it mean to be nice? It means get along. Don't talk about religion or politics. Never criticize anybody, anything, anyway. Go along with the crowd. But I say to you, do not. Don't be nice. Tell the tough truths. In sacred scripture, we are not told to be nice. It's not the first, it's not the greatest commandment. The word nice actually comes from the old Latin word nescius, which means ignorant, knowing nothing at all. By the 13th century, it meant foolish or stupid. Today, being nice means hurting no one's feelings without regard to what is true or what is right. There used to be an American humorist that used to listen to him the radio sometimes of a Saturday night, and his name was Garrison Keillor, and told wonderful stories. Well, he said once, "You taught me to be nice, so nice that now I am full of niceness. I have no sense of right and wrong. I have no outrage. I have no passion." And we might add to that, if you express any of the above, why then you're fighting. And as we well know, that's the end of the world. If you come to Mass sometimes during the week, you'll hear the epistle of a doctor of the church, St. Paul writing to St. Timothy. And he said, preach the truth in season, out of season, whether it's convenient or not. Convince, reprimand, encourage with all patience, because the time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but with itchy ears, they will heap up to themselves teachers according to their own curiosity and desires. They'll stop listening to the truth, and they'll be diverted to myths. That's what we have today. We have enshrined myths everywhere. The fruit of niceness. Our blessed Savior said, I'm sending you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. And our Lord knows what he's doing. Love your enemies. Love is not nice. It's kind. It's patient. It doesn't rejoice in what's wrong. It rejoices only in the truth. Love is best illustrated by our Lord on the cross. Love is imitated by his first martyr, Saint Stephen. Love is not cowardly, but it is fair. Don't be nice. Tell the truth gently, if you can. You get extra credit if you smile. But at the end, you will prove your niceness by your love for the truth and enough courage in your own way to correct what is wrong. Discouragement. Discourage, the word courage is in the middle, and then meant. Courage is what we need in order to be kind. in this world of ours. So set aside your fears and your anxieties and your dread, and simply, gently but insistently, speak the truth. You owe it to people. You owe it to God. And when the stones come, thump, thump, fear them not. That's your crown. Forgive, though. The proof of forgiveness is not more niceness. The proof of forgiveness is to fall to your knees and to pray and never stop praying for them. And the Lord, He takes care of the rest. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.